Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
FCA US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by First Alert, Trex Rain Escape, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be with you on this beautiful spring day to help you tackle the projects that you want to get done around your house, wherever you live, house, apartment, co-op, condo, yurt. We don't care if you've got a place you call home and you want to decorate it, you want to improve it, you want to make it more functional, more comfortable, more efficient, more fun. You are in the right place because that's what we do, and we love to talk with you about your projects. But your job, your first job on that to-do list is to call us. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, whether you have a green thumb or need to hire out the job, sprucing up your landscaping is a great way to step up your space. We're going to have tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan for a beautiful exterior to your home.
And Zillow says an outdoor living space is the most popular feature for today's home buyers. If you've got an elevated deck, you can double your functional outdoor space with an underdeck drainage system. We're going to explain how adding one can open up a lot of possibilities for this formerly wet and damp space.
And when it comes to spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored, it's the shades. That's because today's cellular pleated shades are delicate. So we're going to share some tips on how to clean those shades without damaging them and freshen up your space at the same time.
But before we get to what we want to talk about, we want to hear what you want to talk about. Whether you're planning a small decor project or maybe diving into a full-blown renovation, we've got you covered.
That's right. From fixing leaks to sprucing up your space, we're here to help you every step of the way. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It'll come right to us, and we will get back to you with an answer. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to New York State, where we've got Joe on the line who's dealing with a driveway issue. What's going on?
Yes, I had a driveway put in, maybe 5-6 years ago, an asphalt driveway, and it's developing what's called, what I call bird baths in it.
Bird baths, yes, of course, sunken in areas where the water collects, right? Yeah.
Yeah, where you park, not so much where you drive up and down the driveway, but where you park. One area in particular has quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if there was something new on the market that can be filled in with, traveled in. We do have it sealed, you know, every other year.
Right.
So, that doesn't fill in that area. But I didn't know if there was something new on the market that could be used for.
Yeah, Yeah, certainly. So first of all, it's a shame that you had this done 5 years ago and you're getting these kinds of sags. I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that there are a lot of different ways to mix up asphalt. And what I hear from asphalt contractors is most people want to have a very smooth, attractive driveway, but that's not the strongest driveway. The driveway mixes that have more rock in them, more chips in them, they're a little stronger. So usually they try to split the difference, but it ends up where we get some driveways that are soft and you get these types of settled sort of potholes in that space. So there's a common product called Blacktop Patch. It's made by a number of different manufacturers, and you basically follow the directions, but it'll have you scuff up that sunken area as it is now. Make sure you get any moss or mildew out of that. Make sure it's not wet. And then you'll apply the patch there, and you'll tamp it down and let it dry. So you do that in all of those sunken in areas, and then you reseal the whole surface, and it remains pretty invisible when you follow that procedure. You patch first, then you seal right over the patch, so it all looks the same when you're done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, does that come in a bag, or is it a pail?
It's pre-mixed. It's in a pail. I mean, you can buy a quart for maybe $15-$20. But I'm sure it comes in gallons and even 5-gallon tubs. I would look at the Quikrete patching compound. It's commercial grade. That's good stuff. And that should work for you.
Quikrete patching compound. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll check that out.
Good luck.
Lauren, Mississippi is dealing with a very humid home and has a lot of moisture in the walls. What's going on? Tell us about it.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house that could turn maybe to mold, mildew. What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I think it's a combination of things, Laura. I mean, first of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have ventilation fans, these would be in your bathrooms and also in your kitchen, make sure, absolutely sure, they're venting outside and not recirculating moisture back into the house in the case of a recirculating, say, fan, exhaust fan above your stove, or in the bathrooms, just dumping it like into the attic. Make sure it's moving that moisture outside. Now, if it's still excessively humid, there's a couple of things you can do outside your house. The more water that collects at the foundation of your house, the more moisture is going to end up on the inside of your house because it evaporates into that space. So make sure you're checking your gutters and your downspouts and getting that water away, making sure the soil slopes away. And then finally, if you're still having a lot of humidity issues, you can install a piece of equipment that is called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, it's not like the dehumidifiers that usually are, you know, maybe 2 foot by 3 foot. They sit in the corner and they have like a little bucket you have to like empty every now and again. It's not like that. A whole home dehumidifier fits into your HVAC system. It's installed professionally, but these things can take out like 90 to 100 pints of water a day. So hopefully some of those suggestions will help you dry up this house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, are you ready to dig up some dirt and spruce up your landscape? Well, we've got some tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to create a beautiful exterior for your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle a home improvement project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project or maybe remodeling your kitchen or bath or even just fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, hey guys, we have a terrific giveaway going out to one lucky listener. It's from First Alert. It's their 10-year battery, 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm. And I love this because this new First Alert detector we've got has got this precision detection system. It's advanced sensing technology, and that reduces cooking nuisance alarms. I'm not saying I'm a bad cook, but I'm just saying it's a good thing to have. You know, burnt toast or burnt chili, doesn't matter. It's going to reduce the nuisance alarms and focus in on providing early warning in the event you have a real fire emergency. It's also got 2-in-1 protection against both smoke and carbon monoxide. And best of all, it's got a 10-year sealed battery, so you never need to replace the battery. Use it for 10 years, you throw it away, and you get a new one. And we're also going to include a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector and a fire extinguisher, all from First Alert, for a total package value of $215. If you'd like to win those fine products from our friends at First Alert, reach out to us with your questions right now, because we're going to choose one listener drawn at random to send that First Alert package to. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Kevin from North Carolina on the line dealing with some creaky floors. What's going on?
We're a full basement. Okay. And the first on the floor there, I got, like, in the kitchen, I got 12-inch tiles on
okay.
the floor.
Okay.
And right where it gets a lot of pressure, it's like right in front of the refrigerator.
Right.
Where I guess everybody stands. And it's got, I'm hearing the creaky floor.
Okay.
It hasn't broken any grout yet or tiles, but I figured if I don't find a solution for that movement in the floor,
right.
the underflooring, I'm going to break grout and tile.
And do you have an exposed ceiling so you can see the floor joists?
Yes, it's the wooden I-beam floor joists.
TJIs, okay.
Yes.
All right, so what you do is you get a partner. I do this with cell phones. I always call my partner, and they're in one part of the house, and I'm in the other. And then slowly but surely start stepping on those areas where you're hearing that movement. And you're going to see in the basement where the floor is moving. And there's going to be probably a small amount of space between the top of the TJI and the underside of the plywood subfloor. Once you identify that, take shims. I like to use wood shingles, like undercourse, like cedar shingles. They're easy to cut and split. And you start to, you put a little glue in them, and you start to tap them into those spaces. Now, you don't want to overdo it, because you could, the opposite problem could happen. You could raise that tile and crack it that way. But you want to fill in those gaps from below.
Snug it up.
And snug it up, right. Honestly, I don't think it's going to put it off forever, but I think it will buy you some time. The fact that you've got movement now tells me that the base was not put down, properly. Whatever supporting that now, it should have been on a mud floor or something that was super stiff, like 3/4 inch plywood.
Right.
Because if you have large tiles like that and they're starting to move now, eventually they're going to crack.
Right.
And the other thing is that there's a membrane that goes under tiles now that helps with any movement of the tile. And so without that membrane there, you'll also continue to get some movement. But the way you fix those kinds of floors when they're moving and you got a finished floor on top is by shimming the space between the top of the TJI, in your case, the joist, and the underside of the plywood subfloor. Okay?
That all makes sense. I sure do appreciate the call back and help me with that. And that's exactly what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Well, landscaping is one of the most cost-effective improvements that a homeowner can make. But whether you are starting from scratch or you need a total yard makeover, planning that space on paper before you put your shovel in the ground definitely helps make sure that it comes out perfectly.
Yeah, now there are really four things to consider. First, what will the space be used for and by whom? I mean, are we talking about a kid's play space, a garden, a casual relaxed area, or a real showpiece? And next, you're going to want to prioritize your wish list. You want to compare your needs versus what you might like to have so you can make some practical decisions on which way to go.
Now, next, you've got to decide how much time you're willing to set aside for maintenance of this area. And this is a big one because the best laid plans will not pan out if you are not willing to put in the time and the effort to maintain it. And of course, budget. Budget is a huge factor here. So how much do you want to spend on that project and how much do you want to spend on that maintenance to, you know, keep it looking great all those years to come?
You know, landscaping is really one of the best ways to quickly increase a home's value with relatively little cost. Even just planting some colorful flowers and landscaping beds, grooming your lawn, or adding potted plants can create a drastic transformation and a higher perceived value. And now's the time to do it. While we're still smack dab in spring, plan that landscaping, make some improvements, and you're going to really have the entire summer and fall to enjoy it.
Now we've got Nicole from Connecticut on the line who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What is going on?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in. Through
okay.
the basement floor?
There's two things I'm thinking that could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And water hammer occurs when some of those plumbing pipes in the basement are loose. If they're not well attached to the wood framing, you know, usually the ceiling joists in this example, then when you open up a faucet and then or close a faucet or flush a toilet, that water movement through the pipe suddenly stops. But sometimes the force continues to shake the pipe, and that is what we call the water hammer. And because they're metal pipes, they tend to transmit that sound quite effectively all over the house. You know, we get calls from folks that makes them so miserable because if somebody goes to the bathroom, you can hear it in the dining room during dinner because
yes.
the pipes are making such a racket. So water hammer is one possibility, but because you also have a well, it might also be that what you're hearing is the well pump go on and off. Now, it shouldn't go on and off every time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So the expansion tank basically holds the water, and then you sort of feed off of this tank when you draw water, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So I would just tell you to do a test. Have mom or you stand in one location, the other person near the well, and then run some faucets and turn them on and off and so on, and see if it is that the well is going on every time it draws water, because that's not supposed to happen. That's a lot of wear and tear on the well pump. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy, and if you had the right type of tank in there next to it, that could stop that from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be water hammer. And again, you can secure those pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. Or in the worst case scenario, there's also a plumbing component called a water hammer arrestor, which you could think of as a shock absorber. And it goes on the end of some of those water pipelines and basically takes some of that excessive pressure and settles it down so it doesn't shake the pipe as much.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
We've got Jay from Virginia on the line who's got a wiring question. What's going on?
Well, I just recently purchased the old family home place.
Awesome.
Built in 1950, actually mm-hmm. Built by my grandparents. When I say built it, I mean they built it other than the bricks. I'm looking to do some updating. The house is very good structurally. We've recently replaced the old oil furnace with, you know, modern heat pump and everything. So we're good to go there, but the main part of the house still has the original non-grounded 1950s wiring in it.
Okay.
There is an addition in the back that was added about 30 years ago, and at that time, 200-amp service was brought in, and I guess a modern circuit breaker. So everything just kind of is subfed from that into the house. So I had an electrical contractor come in last week, look around, and I was thinking all the wiring would just need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. He said if the wiring itself isn't causing you problems, then he would advise to just simply put arc fault circuits in the breaker.
Yep.
And maybe split out a couple of circuits if needed, and I should be okay. And I wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, you're dealing with a real professional there. That's excellent advice. I mean, your wiring is grounded through the neutral, the 1950s wiring, but doesn't have a separate third ground wire. But what he's suggesting is a very common application where essentially, if you put the arc fault breaker, which for those that are unfamiliar, a ground fault detects diversion of current to ground source, which is what happens if you're getting a shock. And an arc fault does that, plus it monitors the wiring for overheating and turns it off. So that's a really smart thing to do. And by putting it at the panel, it can be wired in such a way that it covers the entire circuit. So that is a smart thing. It's going to save you some money and make the house a lot safer.
Sounds great. So once he does that work, if I get that done, then I can go to the outlets. And I have replaced them over the last few months with brand new two-prong outlets, but could I then replace those with three-prong and be safe?
No, because you don't have three-prong outlets. You don't have a third wire, so you're always going to have the two-prong outlets.
Okay. Got it. Sounds great.
Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much.
Now we've got Tina in Tennessee on the line who has a roofing issue at her money pit. What's going on?
Yes, we need to replace the shingles. Some of them come off, and it's an older home, two-story, and it's got plywood under there, and then the shingles. So I didn't know. I kind of wanted to put a metal roof back on, and I was wanting to know, do you have to take the shingles off all the way down to the plywood, or would it be better? You know, sometimes they do that and strip that with planks or plywood or whatever, or would it be better to remove all that, or could I leave it on, or how's the best way?
So, I mean, I think a contractor will tell you you can leave the shingles on, but I think it's a bad idea. There's no purpose for them to be there. What they tend to act as sort of like a heat sink. You'll get a lot hotter roof as a result of that, and then that heat radiates down through the house, increases your air conditioning costs. If you leave a layer of shingles on and put asphalt on top of that, then the upper layer of roof shingles don't last nearly as long as the original because now, again, they're just being heated an excessive amount of time. So I would recommend that you go right down to the plywood. Metal roofs are always a great choice. They are a lifetime roof. They're very expensive. But once you do it, and if you do it right, you pretty much never have to replace that roof. Or if you want to try to, you know, just go with a roof that's going to last you, say, 20, 25 years, I would take those old shingles off, and I would put a good quality asphalt shingle back on there and then just enjoy the next quarter century with that roof.
If I put the metal roof on, I still need to probably take the shingles off.
I recommend that. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. It's May, you guys. What kind of spring projects are you working on to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape? Well, whatever it is, we can definitely lend a hand. Coming up, an outdoor living space is a popular feature for today's home buyers. If you have an elevated deck, adding the Trex Rain Escape system can totally dry out that space underneath and open up a lot of possibilities for your outdoor enjoyment. We're going to explain how this works next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
At the same time, as we know, when President Biden decides that he's going to do something stupid, there is no one that's going to get in his way of accomplishing stupid.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's an improvement you want to take on. If you've got one to do, but you don't know where to start, or you're stuck in the middle, reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we're going to head over to Yuma, Arizona, where Garland is on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was filling the batteries on my golf cart on my concrete, and it over full, and there was some battery acid on my concrete, and I sprayed some water, but it looked like it stained a little. Is there any way I can remove that stain?
Do you have any finish on the concrete now? Is it painted or anything of that nature?
No, it's not painted, no.
Well, now would be a great time to do that.
You know, okay.
I don't think structurally it has any effect on it, but when you do like an epoxy paint for concrete slabs for garages, typically what you would do is you would use an acid wash first. It usually comes in the kit.
So you've already started.
Yeah, so you started, right. You're, I mean, you're partway there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And also, you will find that a painted garage floor with epoxy paint is beautiful and easy to clean.
It's outside under my carport.
Yeah, that's totally fine as well. But you'll find that painted concrete, if you use an epoxy paint, there are also terrazzo finishes now for concrete that are gorgeous. It just looks great, and it's a lot easier to clean. So what I would do is I would take a look at the products that are made by Deich Coatings. It's D-A-I-C-H, DeichCoatings.com. They are a leader in the space. Their products are very well made, family business, and we love them.
Okay.
And you'll find them also at Lowe's and Home Depot. But go to DeichCoatings.com, take a look at the website, and you'll be able to see the variety of coatings that you can choose from.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Garland. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to talk about plaster wall finishes with Diane from Tennessee. What's going on?
Hi, I want to do a Venetian plaster effect in my movie room.
Okay.
And I bought the product from Lowe's with Valspar, so I'm not sure if it's a true Venetian plaster, but it's supposed to be probably an easier way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I should do it on a focal wall only or do the whole room or if that would be too much.
Leslie, what is Venetian plaster in its original form?
What are we talking about? I believe that it's plaster with the color tinted into it, and when you put it on, it's sort of burnished in a way. So you get areas with like a shine, and then you get areas that are, I don't want to say porous, but they kind of look like you skipped a spot, you know, but I guess porous is the right answer. So you've got areas that look almost like coral, where it's like kind of rough and pocky, and then you've got some that are super polished. So it's a technique in the product and how you put it up.
So does it provide a texture or is it pretty much flat?
It's kind of a combination of both because in the areas where you've got the smooth, shiny, burnished parts, that's super flat. And then right next to it where you have these sort of like openish spots, while it's flat, it still has like almost divots in it. So it's kind of a mix of two textures in the process of install.
And you know why I'm asking that? Because I can't tell you, Diane, how many calls we get on the show about textured surfaces that people are tired of and they want to get rid of. And it's hard, you know?
I mean, it's beautiful, and it's a finish that if you like and you're going to be in that house and it's a process that you're willing to either learn how to do or pay the expense of having it installed for you and you're going to enjoy it, I say go for it. I mean, I've seen it more popular several years ago. I don't really know of its popularity currently, but it is a very specific look, and the color can be sort of rich and muted at the same time, if that makes sense, because of the burnishing. It really is a lovely finish.
I'm thinking I just want to do maybe two focal walls instead of the whole room, but that's what I wanted your advice if you had anything to add to that.
Is this something you're doing yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to find that it's definitely a trial and error. Maybe do some work on a sample piece of drywall that you've sort of prepped first to sort of get that technique down so that you feel comfortable before you apply it to your walls. And then I would definitely keep it as a focal wall or an area above wainscoting or something like that, depending on the room. But definitely try a sample part first and make sure you're comfortable with the process and you're happy with the results.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, according to Zillow, a functional outdoor living space is the most sought-after amenity among today's home buyers. And if you have an elevated deck, you can actually double your functional outdoor space by putting in an under-deck drainage system.
Yeah, definitely, because without a drainage system, that area becomes so gross. It's like damp and moldy and muddy.
Yeah, it's like a no man's land. You really can't use it.
Yeah, it's really no good. But if you have or are planning to build an elevated deck, a good underdeck system to consider is Trex Rain Escape. Now, it's going to create a dry, usable space beneath an elevated deck and extends the life of your deck by protecting the foundation from moisture damage and decay. And the way it works is really interesting. Now, the system has an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that all work together to capture rain and funnel it away from your deck. And that's going to keep the space underneath dry so that you can use it as a patio or extra storage or pretty much whatever.
Yeah. Now, I've looked at a number of these systems, Leslie, over the years, and they're not all the same. Most drainage systems install below the joists of the deck, and that leaves the wood and the metal structure exposed to the elements. I mean, the water has to fall through the deck boards and to get to the drainage that's underneath. The difference here with Trix Drainscape is it installs above the joist, between the framing and the deck boards on the deck surface, and that allows it to protect that entire substructure. So we're talking about the floor joists, the hardware, the joist brackets, all the important parts, and then keeps that space beneath the deck safe from water penetration.
Now, once protected, that space beneath the deck can be enclosed for storing lawn and garden equipment, pool toys, yard games, or you can even outfit it with furnishings and accessories to create an outdoor room that you can use. You can even run gas or electrical lines safely between that deck surface and the soffit ceiling so that you can power lighting, a ceiling fan, a grill, an appliance, pretty much whatever.
It's a total outdoor room. It's really pretty neat. The Trex Drainscape system is easy and efficient to install on a new deck or when deck boards are being replaced. You basically only need three tools. I mean, a utility knife, a staple gun, and a caulk gun. So it doesn't get any easier than that. It's backed by a 25-year limited warranty, and it's available through specialty decking dealers as well as online through Lowe's and the Home Depot. Go to TrexDrainscape.com to find a dealer near you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when you're spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored is the window shades, mostly because today's cellular or pleated shades are kind of delicate. So we're going to have some tips on how you can clean those shades without damaging them next.
You live in a money pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this. For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer all your home improvement projects like a pro? Well, that's what we do. We help you every single week on the Money Pit podcast. Whether you're sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, this podcast is your ultimate guide to success. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, Leslie, we've got a great giveaway this hour, right?
Yeah, we sure do. We've got the First Alert 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm, and it's great to have a combo unit, and it's even better to have one with a 10-year battery built right into it, so you don't have to worry about when you have to change a battery or every time changing the battery. Just literally write the date on the side so you remember 10 years from now, time for a new one. It's going to give you 2-in-1 protection against both smoke and carbon monoxide. It will definitely help keep your family safe. And we're also including a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector home fire extinguisher from First Alert for a total package value of $215.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it by reaching out to us with your questions. We will pick one name in a Money Pit hard hat, and if it's you, we'll send the First Alert package right along. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Heading up to the Northeast, where we've got Bob in Connecticut on the line dealing with a carport issue. What's going on?
I have a sump pump hole, you know, attached to a swamp in the back, and I have to really think about a way of sealing that area because there is a pipe that comes from the swamp area and floods my carport. And there are also cracks in the flooring of the floor.
Of the carport?
Yes.
Okay.
And it might be a very thinly, you know, laid out area of concrete, so I can't really say it's drivable. You can drive on it, but
right.
There are cracks, there are hairline cracks to seal. So it's a two-sided type of issue. And then, of course, along the edge of the area, which goes up against the concrete walls, you have that kind of, you know, seepage. So you got seepage issues as well as flood issues. And it just, I called because I wanted to see what you recommend to seal that, you know, sump area.
So, Bob, let me help clarify this. You've named a number of things. So you have a carport. The concrete in the carport surface is questionable, as you mentioned, maybe fairly thin, has cracks in it. You also mentioned you have a sump pump. Is the sump pump inside your house foundation or is it outside?
Outside. You know, in the carport.
Sump area in the carport, so where there's like a hole where a pump could be installed?
Yes.
Okay, and you're discharging this, you said, out into a marsh. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have a check valve on the carport, on the sump discharge? You know what a check valve is? It's a one-way valve, so water goes one way, but it can't back up.
There is no check valve like that. All it is like corrugated piping or solid piping.
Okay, so if you're telling us that water is backing up into that sump through the same pipe that you're pumping it out, you need a check valve for that. If you're telling me that water is running from the swamp area, so to speak, towards the house, then there's another way to intercept that. Is that a condition that you're seeing as well?
Well, yeah, there's no check valve. It's just piping that was, I think, towed with debris.
Right.
That's it. I could even put a lot of concrete down there and seal it.
No, you're not going to stop the water from getting in there. You can't really seal it. You got to manage the water. So If that pipe is not free flowing, that's the place I would start, and I would put a check valve in there so the water can't back up. And if water is running into that house, because sometimes we have houses where the grade is higher than the house itself, in your case, higher than the carport, then what you use is something called a curtain drain, which basically goes at the low point to collect water as it runs towards that carport, and then it fills up a pipe which is below grade. And then that is discharging somewhere else that's lower than where it started. So you're kind of managing that water around it. So those are two things I can think of that would help you reduce the volume of water. And if the concrete is in poor condition and you're going to tear it out and replace it anyway, that would give you the opportunity to, say, enlarge that sump pit or take any discharge lines that are going across the carport and run them through the concrete and out. But I'm afraid that's all we have for you. So good luck with that project, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, guys, when it comes to spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored is the shades, and that's because today's cellular or pleated shades are pretty delicate. So here's what you need to know to clean them without causing any damage.
Yeah, first of all, a good dusting with a vacuum cleaner is usually all that those pleated or cellular shades are going to need. It's easier to remove the shade and lay them fully extended on a clean bed sheet spread out on the floor or even on a table so you don't have to bend over. If you do leave them up, make sure you use your vacuum's extension wand. Either way, lower that suction on the vacuum if you can, because most vacuums have a port on the extension that can be opened up to reduce that suction at the brush end, because that's definitely a better way to keep those shades since they're so delicate.
You know, I always wondered what that port was for, because I couldn't imagine I would want to have less suction out of a vacuum, but now I see why. It makes sense.
Seriously. But it's interesting because it just kind of diverts some of the suction air out, so it's not really giving it the full power. Now, for a pleated shade, you want to use the soft dusting brush and go side to side along those honeycomb channels. For Roman shades with soft folds, you want to pop the upholstery tool on and clean from the top to the bottom, and then flip the shade over and repeat. I mean, it's definitely something that requires a little bit of work, but you don't have to do it every year. You know, do it every other year if it's a pain in the butt.
Now, to keep blinds working properly, you want to vacuum away any dust inside the open top head rail and then spot clean the stains by dabbing the smudges with a cloth dipped in mild soapy water. Rinse and blot, and you're good to go. So there you go, an easy spring cleaning project that you don't have to do all that often.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever tried to clean a window, but no matter what you do, it just doesn't seem to get any better and still looks cloudy? Well, that's what Gary from Illinois is dealing with. We're going to lend a hand coming up.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I love this weather, Leslie. I've got so many projects, almost too many to deal with. I'm breaking my own rules here. I've got a fence to build. I'm working on painting a kitchen. And we just picked up a greenhouse kit, which I thought was pretty cool from Costco. It's a beautiful wood building. And it's about 7 foot by 8 foot. It's pretty good size. But I just looked at the installation instructions, 104 pages.
Does it give you a time estimate? What does that equate to, like 30 days?
Well, they say two people, 2 days.
But one Tom, a day and a half.
Maybe one Tom, a day and a half. We'll see. That doesn't include the foundation. I've got to pour a slab for it first. So.
Okay, plus 2 days foundation work.
I'd like to get it done so we, you know, before the end of the spring is so we can get some stuff going here. And then it's going to be great in the fall because we can keep, you know, planting well into the fall because it'll be in a greenhouse. So it's something we always wanted, and I just saw it. It was on sale, and I'm like, why not? It looks pretty well built.
Yeah, wait till Sue makes it a she shed.
Oh, it's definitely a she shed. It's not going to be, never going to be a Tom shed. I will be the benefit of the veggies she grows, but it will definitely be a Sue shed.
All right, a Sue shed. I love that. All right, let's jump into some questions here. I've got one from Gary in Illinois who's working on painting his windows, and he says, I do have one window that seems to be cloudy. Is there any way I can fix that, or do I have to buy a new window? I'm assuming he hasn't painted all over the window, and he's just been cleaning it and, you know, no luck.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking he's got a thermal pane window here where the swiggle has failed.
Oh, it's my favorite.
The swiggle, right? That's the seal between the two panes of glass. With an insulated window, you have two panes of glass, and then you have a insulated gas that goes in between those panes, usually argon. Then you have this rubber gasket that seals it in called swiggle, and when it fails, that's when you get condensation inside the window that forms that kind of misty color, that grayish, depending on the temperature differential, that grayish color. Sometimes it will distribute mineral salts on the inside of the glass, and the thing is you can't really clean it no matter what. But the good news is, while it's unpleasant to look at that cloudy window, it's not costing you all that much in energy efficiency. Let's be realistic about this. It's just one window out of many. So if you can tolerate it, leave it. If you want to repair it, you got to replace it. There's no fix for this. So that panel has to come out. Depending on how old the window is, if it's a name brand like a Pella or an Anderson, you could probably go right to the company and order a new one to go in there. If you have to go to a custom window place, that's when it starts to get a little bit more expensive. So you've got options here, but it's not a crisis, and it's not going to get worse. When it happens, and that's the way it goes.
All right. Well, there you go, Gary. Good luck with that. Now, Jonah says, I'd love to improve my attic ventilation. I presently have a ridge vent in my attic roof, but no soffit vents. I also have gable vents on either end. Will an attic fan help?
No. And here's why. You don't really need an attic fan. You should try to avoid an attic fan if you can, because attic fans will not only pull air from the attic, but they'll rob air conditioning from your house because they find little gaps and ways to do that. What I would do, you said gable vents. I would close those off, and I would add soffit vents, because then when you have soffit vents and you have a ridge vent, they work together, drawing air into the soffit, running it under the roof sheathing and out at the ridge. And that cycle repeats 24/7, 365, and it's truly the best way to ventilate an attic space.
All right, Jonah, good luck with that project. Hope that all helps you out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you are enjoying today's program on this beautiful spring day. If you're taking on a project and you get stuck on that project, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You record your question. It'll come right to us, and we will answer you the next time we are in the studio. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web.
Via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
This report's sponsored by Kia. SUVs make up nearly 50% of all vehicles sold in the United States. But not all SUVs and crossovers offer the same capability, flexibility, and options. From passenger seating to available all-wheel drive and hybrid models, the most popular automotive category now offers more variety than ever. To find one that's best for you, ask yourself, what kind of vehicle do I want? How much space do I need? Whether you're looking for an off-road adventure or a highway companion, an SUV may be the perfect fit for your next vehicle. SUVs are an affordable option for many consumers, adding to the long list of reasons to consider one for your next vehicle. Not only are they spacious and offer more flexibility, they're also more fuel efficient than ever before. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
SUVs are prepared for a wide range of situations. With generous passenger accommodations and large cargo areas, they fit the needs of many new vehicle buyers. They come in various sizes, are versatile, dependable, and many come with all-wheel drive for the toughest conditions. If you're looking for something new in your driveway, an SUV might be the perfect choice.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
You're not going to be on the fence about this one. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
U.S. Army veteran Lino Rivas had no idea what to expect when he called the Veterans in Focus hotline shortly after his fence was destroyed. Once again, a grateful community found a way to help someone who served. Rivas said, "I'm at a loss for words because people came through." Rivas is whole again, or at least his fence is. 2 weeks ago, a hit-and-run driver crashed through his fence in the middle of the night. A contractor saw Rivas' story and reached out to help. Wally Hernandez of Armstrong Lumber then donated all the materials, and the community in Corpus Christi, Texas came through. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by First Alert, Trex Rain Escape, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring, everybody. Happy home improvement. If you are doing some projects around your house, congratulations. I know that's probably fun. It is for us. I'm sure it is for you. If it's not fun, maybe you got a problem that you need a solution for. And that's where we come in. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. We are here to help. You need some help planning a project, solving a problem, you got a decor dilemma, you just don't know where to start, or maybe you just need us to give you some tips to inspire you to get started on that project. Those are all the things that we love to do here on the Money Pit, so reach out and we will do our best to get you started. Coming up on today's show, buying green is all the rage, but did you know what actually makes a product truly green? There are a lot of factors and just as many false claims of greenness, so we're going to help you sort out what's truly green and what's not.
And if your child's room is space challenged, let's say, and you're thinking about making a change, we've got some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do.
And if you're ready for a kitchen or bath update but don't have a big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful countertop or bathtub in just a weekend.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing that project yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time.
That's right. But your job is to reach out to us with your projects and questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. You can call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Colin on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm trying to figure out the best way, given that we kind of have an older house that's 70 years old, to determine how to level the concrete flooring. It seems like there's a certain amount of rise over a 10-foot, 8 or 10-foot run, I'd say in the ballpark of a quarter to a half inch anywhere in various spots of the basement. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to do any kind of leveling and how best to determine that, given that I'm going to be installing a vinyl planking with the underlayment already attached.
Okay. So first of all, keep in mind that your basement floor is not part of the home structure. You know, it's just there covering the dirt. It's not interconnected with the walls. It's really the last thing that's added to a basement. And because of that, sometimes, you know, they're not put in as well as, say, like a garage slab might be. So the fact that you've got some rise and fall in that basement, do you see cracking or deterioration, Colin, in this, or is it really just the uneven surface you're dealing with?
It's a slight cracking. I would say the worst of it is maybe, you know, an eighth to a sixteenth of an inch. I don't think so, and it's not getting worse. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You have the option of using a floor leveling compound on that, but I'm not so sure that you really need it because it doesn't seem like it's got very much of a differentiation. I would work with the flooring company you're buying this from. For example, if you're purchasing flooring at Lumber Liquidators, now called LL Flooring, they have experts in the store that can check the specs for the product that you are purchasing and determine how much differentiation over what distance it's rated for. And if it exceeds that, then you would want to use a floor leveling compound to try to even that out. Now, there are products that are designed to go on top of concrete. There are also concrete leveling products that you can use. You'll have some choices, but that would be the solution if it turns out, in fact, you do need to level it.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's kind of exactly what I was hoping for with this project because I am trying to do it all myself. So.
Well, congratulations. It's a great project to take on. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us. And let us know how you make out.
Will do. You have a great day.
Sharon in Tennessee is on the line and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you?
Just my husband and I. We're in a house that the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to, quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them. Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yes, yes, and yes. So they have been out for a long time, longer than you might think. I'd say probably 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the thing is, you know, you don't really have a need to replace your water heater near that often, so sometimes folks are still not familiar with them. However, the one complaint that I heard you mention was that it takes a long time for your water to get hot. That may not change, and here's why. Because the time it takes your water to get hot is more a function of the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're standing at waiting for the water to get
right
there. It just takes, so many minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the other side. Whether that's a tank water heater or a tankless water heater is not going to change that. It's still going to take mm-hmm. longer to get just the same amount of time to get there. All right.
Yeah.
So that's not going to change. What will change, though, is you will have an unlimited supply of hot water because tankless water heaters pretty much, when they're sized right, never, ever run out of hot water. And it's going to be a very efficient way for you to get hot water. I should have asked you this earlier, but are you on gas, natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then you're okay. If you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation because electric tankless water heaters are not efficient at all. But gas is perfect.
Good. Okay. Well, so I'm trying to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Now, there's also an option that that Rheem has right now where you can actually add a bypass valve at that farthest bathroom fixture from your water heater. And what that will do is it will recirculate warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you may not be waiting at all for hot water. So that's another option as well.
Ooh, okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. There's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, buying green products is really a smart thing to do, but did you ever wonder what makes that product truly green? You know, there are actually a lot of factors and just as many false claims of greenness. We're going to help you sort all of those out just ahead. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer your home improvement projects like a pro? Well, that's what we are here to help you do every single week right here on the Money Pit Podcast. So whether you're sprucing up your space for resale or maybe you're creating your dream home, this podcast is your ultimate guide to success. So make sure you subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, we like free stuff here on the Money Pit. We especially like giving you products for free, and we've got a great giveaway going out today to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their calls, with their questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. From First Alert, we've got the 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It features First Alert's precision detection advanced sensing technology, which reduces cooking nuisance alarms and provides early warning in the event of a home fire emergency. We're also including a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector and a First Alert home fire extinguisher, all designed to keep you guys safe. The total package is worth $215 going out to one caller drawn at random. So make that you. Call us right now. Reach out with your questions. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Chad in Florida's on the line and needs some help sealing a home. What's going on?
Yeah, I am actually calling about the underside of a modular home. It has a crawl space, and wanting to see the best way to like seal it off to so rodents and animals cannot get underneath the home.
Okay. Is it wide open right now?
Well, it has some wood plant plaques for actually decor that go around the bottom, but there is a large amount of space for any animal to crawl through. So it's not really sealed off. It just has an aesthetic around the bottom that's just for appearance only.
All right. Well, obviously you're going to have to change all of that. And I guess you got some options. I think you want to consider also the durability and the weather resistance of whatever product you put down there. But one thing that comes to mind is PVC lattice. Now, that's not going to keep the small animals out, but it would keep the big ones out. I think that the PVC lattice is pretty attractive these days. Not inexpensive, but the spaces, the space between the lattice, what do you think, Leslie, about inch and a half at most?
It depends. There is that more petite lattice, and then there's that wider one that maybe is like a 3x3 square, but you can get both. I mean, there's, you shouldn't have a hard time finding either option at the home center, and it really does look pretty nice.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you create some sort of a frame structure so that it's well attached, because it doesn't have any strength in and of itself. So I would focus on the frame first, and then you can attach the lattice to it.
Yeah, makes sense. Put a frame out and then just attach the lattice to it.
Yeah, and I would use screws when I put it together, because this way you can take it apart in the event you have to get under there to do any maintenance, you know, fix a pipe leak or something of that nature.
Exactly. Well, that makes perfect sense, and it's kind of where I was leading. I was looking at some different manufacturers and companies that make, you know, different items, and but that's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, all right. Well, great minds think alike. Hope that helps you out, and good luck with that project.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Nancy in Georgia is dealing with some flooring squeaks. What is going on at your money pit?
I'm hoping you can tell me.
Okay.
Well, tell us where you're hearing them. What kind of floor? When does it happen?
The house is 48 years old, and I have pulled up the carpet that was in there, and I'd like to put hardwood. But there's a squeak right in the doorway. It's in the top floor of my two-story home.
Okay.
And I can't get to the flooring unless I tear out the ceiling of my dining room.
Yeah, you're thinking you have to deal with this from the bottom, and that's not the case. Now, when you took the carpet up, what are you looking at? Are you looking at plywood, like old plywood?
Subfloor. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, subfloor, right. So it's
probably
like
old. Solid subfloor. It's not like slats where you can see through.
No, it's like 8x4s maybe, or
right, that's
8x6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do here, and this is typical, what you need to do is you need to figure out where the floor joists are under that floor. And it's not that hard to do, because if you look at the floor itself, you're going to see a nailing pattern where the floor joists are running. They're probably going to be every 16 inches, and they're going to go from the back wall of your house towards the front wall. And what you want to do is screw where those nail heads are. You want to drive a drywall screw through the floor and tighten up the flooring, because what's happening is the flooring is loose in that area. And as you step on the floor and you get that squeak, squeaks happen for one of two reasons. It's either because the floorboards themselves, the plywood itself, is moving against the adjoining seam and squeaking, right? Or it could be that the plywood is pulling the nail in and out of the floor joist below, and that's squeaking. But when you screw the floor down as opposed to nailing it down, you tighten everything up. And it's a really good idea to do that before you carpet, because even though you found one now, chances are the minute you put that floor down, you'll find three more. So if you screw that floor down, all that subfloor down nice and tight using these long drywall screws, which you can drive in with the drill, you're going to find that floor is going to be a lot quieter in the long run.
Okay, I want to put hardwood over it. Can I put those under hardwood?
Sure. Yeah, they're going to be flush with the surface when you're done. What kind of hardwood? Are you going to use solid hardwood, or you want to use engineered, or what?
I want to use solid hardwood. I have hardwood in the hallway that it meets, and then I have tile in the bathroom.
Okay.
And so I have the spaces there for me to use the hardwood. And I'm in the South, so it's not as expensive here.
Yeah, you could use pre-finished hardwood, or you could use raw hardwood and finish it yourself. There's a lot of options in pre-finished today, though. It's beautiful. And the floor finishes are actually tougher than what you can apply on your own.
That's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking I'll have to pull the baseboards.
Yes, absolutely.
And leave some space, a little space between the wall and the flooring.
Yes, that's correct.
I laid the hall, okay.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, you got the right idea. Yeah, just make sure you screw that subfloor down with those long drywall screws or wood screws that you put in with a drill. Typically, they're going to have a Phillips, or they'll have a hex head, and you can just drill them right in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm familiar with us. That's fantastic.
All right.
I appreciate your help so much.
Well, green home improvement options seem to be multiplying lately, and it's not always clear how much you're actually helping the planet and yourself with the choices you make.
Yeah, that's true. And just as organic and healthy are finding their way into every corner of your supermarket, building products and fixtures can easily be greenwashed with their true value hidden behind big prices and even bigger claims. Now, if you're planning to purchase a home improvement related product and you want to ensure that it's environmentally friendly, there are a few things that you should be looking at beyond those advertising claims to determine if that product is truly green. So you want to start by considering the basics, those raw materials that go into that product and where they come from. You've got to remember that anything that has to be transported a long way brings other precious resources into that equation. Then you want to look at the adhesives, the coatings, the finishes, all of those things that are used to actually make that product viable, and whether or not that manufacturing process leads to release of some harmful substances. So you really do have to do your homework here.
Yeah, and next you even want to consider product packaging and the likelihood that it will release VOCs, those are volatile organic compounds, into your home environment during and after the installation. You know, a product's afterlife is also a factor in determining greenness. Just as there are benefits to selecting a product that's made from sustainable ingredients, you need to know that those ingredients can also be recycled, reclaimed, or repurposed when the product's time with you is over. Because bottom line, all good things come to an end, and when that happens, a green one is much preferred.
Heading out to West Virginia, we've got Mary on the line who was dealing with some bad weather, and now we've got some leaks. What's going on?
About 3 weeks ago, we had a really bad snow. The temperature went down to about 1 degree, which hasn't happened here in 13 years that we've been living here. What happened was we have a roundhouse, and we had a leak in the ceiling, which came down on the wall. The builder was called, and he came, and he said that the ice came under the shingles and caused the problem. And then we asked the insurance company, and he said the same thing. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm so glad you called your insurance company, because what's happened to you is called an ice dam, and it should be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. Ice dam storm damage is covered. So what happened is this. So you had the snow, right, and then it sort of collected towards the edge of your roof, and then what happens is it warms up, and so the roof higher up starts to melt, and that water runs down the roof, and then it hits that snow, which has kind of now become a dam, and it can't get through. It can't drain off the roof, so it backs up and comes under the shingles and then ends up in the ceiling and the walls, usually at the exterior of the house. That is a very common pattern for an ice dam. It's classic. The repair is going to require removal of your roof, or at least the roof around the perimeter. And this time, the contractor needs to install something called ice and water shield, which is an additional layer of material. It's about 3 feet wide, and it comes in long rolls. And it's designed specifically to protect the roof in that very important area at the overhang. That's where the dams are created. Now, is the insurance company going to pay a claim for this? How did you make out with them?
They are saying that it's only inside. He's not saying that the shingles have to be changed or removed.
Oh, so they're just trying to fix the leak inside? But it's going to happen all over again?
Yes.
That's not right. No.
What we're thinking also.
What I would do is I would contact a public adjuster. And a public adjuster is somebody that works for you, not the insurance company. And they basically will submit the claim to the insurance company for you. And trust me when I say they won't miss a speck of paint or a single roofing nail that's required to put that place back in order. And you might even end up getting a whole new roof out of it because they work on a commission, which is based on the claim that they pay. So it doesn't cost you anything, and you end up getting a better job as a result of it. So if the insurance company is kind of jerking you around like that, I would hire a public adjuster. It's completely within your right to do so, and that insurance company is going to be really sorry you did that, because it's going to cost them an awful lot more now, and the job's going to get done right.
Well, thank you for this information.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, where we know you could be outside working on projects. We're so glad you've got us with you, maybe tackling those projects together. We'd love to do that with you guys. Coming up, is your child's room space challenged? You know, they got too much stuff, or maybe they've outgrown the stuff that they have. Well, whatever it is, we've got some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as those kids do next.
Hey, Money Pit.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Making
good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to help you out with tips and tricks to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It'll be sent right to us, and we'll get back to you with an answer the next time we're in the studio. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Mike in Texas, you're next up on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had a question about my water heater. Number one, I try to drain it periodically, you know, and it takes forever to drain that thing. And I thought I'd heard a year or so ago on the show, there's a way that you can pour something through your water heater, it's electric, to help clean that stuff out. I've got really hard water where we live out here in West Texas, and it, I mean, extremely hard.
Right.
Just about 5 years old. And I've already twice now I've had replaced the lower heating, the element.
The coil, yeah.
Yeah, and I always replace both of them.
Do you have a water softener?
No.
Well, I mean, look, that's your first step right there.
Money-wise, this is not an option right at this time, yeah. So.
There's a couple of different kinds of water softeners. You know, the salt-based solutions where you have to keep filling with salt is one type, but there's also an electronic water softener. Which what it does is it's like it sort of electronically is a coil that wraps around your main water pipe, and it charges the hard water particles. And by charging them, it kind of think of them. It's not really magnetizing, but it's like when you have magnets and they're all the same polarity and they repel each other. So when it charges these particles, it forces them to not stick together. They bounce off each other, and because they don't stick together, they don't clump. So it's a less expensive way of getting a water softener. So that's an option. In terms of the water heater itself, you said it takes a long time to drain. When you do drain it, do you open up the pressure relief valve or do you just open the bottom up?
Well, I didn't at first, but, you know, then I said, well, I need to go ahead and release this valve.
Because you got to let air in is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
You got to let air in. That's going to speed it up. So
yeah.
Once the water gets past the height of the valve, and, of course, you got the power off and it's cooled down, I hope.
Yes.
And you open that pressure relief valve up, then the water will come out faster. But the problem with some of those valves is, once you open them, sometimes they don't completely shut, and you end up having to replace them. You know, the hard water material gets kind of jammed up in the mechanism. And I've had those where I've had to pop them open and close a few times to get them to kind of reseat properly. But I would say that, you know, the best thing for you to do is to try to, even if you have to save up for it, is use one of the even electronic water softener to try to get some of those particles to not stick together. And then, you know, just continue to empty the water heater out now and again to try to release some of the buildup, sediment buildup that's at the bottom. You know, it shouldn't really affect efficiency because that sediment's going to be at the bottom. When you have a gas water heater and the sediment's at the bottom, it actually acts like as an insulator because the heat's underneath it. But because your coils are embedded up higher in the water heater, it probably won't affect efficiency.
I switched over to electric. I'm on propane down here, and I had a gas heater, and I was just having more trouble.
I think you know what the solution is, and it's trying to get to the bottom of the hard water. And unfortunately, your appliances are going to continue to misbehave until that's taken care of. They just don't work well with all that sediment in the water.
Okay.
So I wish I had better news for you, Mike, but that's what you're up against. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, is your child's room space challenged? If you're tired of tripping over Legos or dealing with the lost puzzle pieces, we've got some easy decor tips that can help you design a room that can change as fast as they do. First, always plan spaces that can grow with your child, right? Makes sense. That includes everything from choosing a color palette that can serve as a long-term backdrop for their ever-changing tastes and interests, and buying better furniture pieces that can really stand up to the punishment that kids know how to dish out.
Next, you've got to think about smart storage. Now, storage has perhaps the biggest impact on the design of your kid's space because it not only gives you the room you need to hide all their things, but it also frees up that floor space for activity zones in your room's design. And storage kind of needs to be flexible for changing needs. Now, closets, they're always a great space for storage if they're organized. Now, talk to my teen son because I'll organize that closet and then I swear a week later it's back to just a complete mess. So think about refitting or expanding that closet with smart organizers and bi-level clothing rods. And finally, be on the lookout for opportunities to create two-for-one solutions, like a window seat, so that you can have a place to sit, but also a place to store stuff. So you got to think creatively here with kids' rooms.
For more tips, check out our post on how to create a kid's room that will grow with your child on MoneyPit.com.
Kirsten in Michigan's on the line with a leaky situation. What's going on?
We have been in our house for 15 years, colonial, and came home the other day, and my husband said that there were water spots, about four of them, on our family room ceiling. And just above that is the master bathroom where lots of showers take place.
Okay. Do you have a shower or a bathtub?
We have both.
Is it a standalone shower stall?
Yes.
It is. All right. And what's the shower pan made out of? Is it tile or is it fiberglass? Is it
fiberglass?
It's fiberglass. Okay. And what you're going to have to do here is to try to do a little bit more detective work, try to figure out where this is coming from. I mean, obviously, it's coming from somewhere in the bathroom, and I can tell you the culprits. The first is the shower pan, which we hope is okay, but I'll tell you how to test it, because if it's not okay, you have to rip out a good part of the shower stall to fix it. What you're going to want to do is take a washcloth or, you know, like one of those rubber pads that you use to open up jars that have like lids that are too tight.
Yeah.
Those things work good, too. You put it over the drain. And then you fill that shower pan up with 3 or 4 inches of water. I mean, as much as it can take without overfilling. And you let it sit there for a while. And pretty much as soon as you fill it up, I want you to go downstairs right away and look at the ceiling and see if you have any leaks. Because I've done this test and had it leak immediately. Because basically what you're doing is you're filling the shower pan up and you're making sure there's no fine cracks in that pan.
Okay.
Especially important if you have tile, by the way, because the water goes through the tile and then
we do have tile in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the shower pan. You don't have tile on the shower pan. But sometimes you see lead-lined shower pans where this goes through quickly. So we do that. If that's okay, the next thing you want to do is look carefully at the tile walls and make sure that the joints are caulked in the corners and also where the tile meets the shower pan itself, because those are the other areas that water tends to leak through. And lastly, examine the tile very carefully for gaps in the grout, because what can happen is it may not leak when you're just draining water straight through the shower pan, but when you step into the shower and the water starts hitting your body and bouncing off, getting all over the walls, that's when it leaks, because that water is now being sort of forced in against those tiles and it will get down behind it. It's going to be something in that sort of area that generally causes this if it's right under a bathroom. And now, do you notice that it's consistent with rainfall at all, by the way?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because if it was, I would tell you to look at the flashing where the plumbing vent comes through the roof, which is also going to be vertical at that spot. But I suspect it's probably something in that master bath, and I hope I gave you a few things to check for there that makes some sense.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Kirsten, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for taking us along with all your home improvement adventures. Give us a call so we can help out some more with all those home repairs or home improvement questions that you've got 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool that you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with the help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. So stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle a home improvement project with confidence? Maybe not feel so wishy-washy about it? Well, whether you are planning a decor project or remodeling your kitchen or bath, which is always a fun big project to tackle, or maybe you're just fixing a leak or a squeak around your Money Pit, we are here to help you every single step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, Leslie, I know you're a great cook. Me, not so much. So I get those nuisance alarms from my smoke detectors now and again.
It's like, hey, your French toast is done.
Exactly. And that's one reason I'm really happy with the new First Alert 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm, because it's got advanced sensing technology which reduces those cooking nuisance alarms. I think that's great. Because all kidding aside, people take the batteries out when that happens, and that's a really bad thing to do because they don't put them back, and then it's not there when you need it. So it's a great product. We're going to give it away to one lucky listener, to 1-888-MONEYPIT, along with a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector. So you'll be alerted if your basement or crawl space starts to flood or your bathroom starts to leak, whatever, and a home fire extinguisher. So all three products going out to one listener, drawn at random. Value is $215. So if you'd like to win these products from First Alert, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your question, 888-666-3974.
Keith and George is on the line with a crawl space question. How can we help you?
I've got about a 40 or 50s built home, and my crawl space is probably 18 or 20 inches, really low.
Okay.
And listening to y'all's show, it says, you know, y'all said that, you know, you need to have some kind of a ceiling on the dirt under there. Just wondering, any suggestions on a product that I could use to seal something with a small crawl space I have?
Yeah, all you want to do, Keith, is just use polyethylene sheeting. Same kind of sheeting you might use as a drop cloth, perhaps a little bit thicker, and roll that out and lay it across the crawl space floor. I always tell folks to make sure you kind of scan the floor first and make sure there's no debris or anything that's going to break through it. But lay that sheeting out across the whole crawl space floor. You can let it run up the walls a few inches just to get it in there nice and tight. And just having that sheeting on that dirt floor is going to stop a lot of the moisture that naturally will evaporate through that sand and soil up into the house and just make it a lot drier and nicer in that space. And it can also prevent mold and mildew from forming.
Okay. Thank you so much, because while I was trying to figure out, I said, well, if I just lay it, it's not going to seal it.
No, it does a pretty good job. You know, it just covers it up. It covers it up and stops the evaporation. You don't have to, it's not really that hard of a job to do. Just, you know, the hardest part is getting the plastic in there, cut the size, and, you know, just kind of get it laid in there nice. So, you know, it's if you start down one end and kind of work your way down, you should be good to go.
Okay.
Well, if you're ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, there is a new countertop kit out from Deich Coatings that lets you create a beautiful and durable marble countertop in just a weekend. It's called Marble Dream, And I just finished using it on an old and worn-out laminate countertop. Leslie, I think this top must have been 30 years old, and now it looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the coolest features of this new kit is that it enables you to create a swirl effect right in the marble, and the only tool that you need is a blow dryer. Now, it relies on heat and air movement, all of the things you get with the hair dryer, and that produces a one-of-a-kind flowing marble look on your countertop, on tables, and truly, you can do this in just one weekend.
That's right. You control the entire look of your new marble surface by adding accent colors in specific areas. Then you use the blow dryer to gently move the colors across the surface to create a blended swirling effect. The ingredients and heat react with each other, and that creates a very authentic-looking marble coating.
Now, the finished top resists stains, it's heat-resistant, impact-resistant, and you can apply it directly to laminates, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, pre-coated, and solid surfaces. And the final surface is kept food-safe and intact with a tough polyurethane clear coat. So truly, it's super durable and it's super gorgeous. And applying Marble Dream really is an easy DIY project. You don't need any skills or artistic talent required there to do it. It's a DIY project that takes just 2 days from start to finish. And I'm telling you, you will be super impressed with your finished product.
The Marble Dream Kit covers 40 square feet. It costs $169, and it comes in pristine white and Cosmos black. It also includes all tools needed for the project.
Well, except the hairdryer.
Ah, yes, but I'm sure you'll lend me yours. Get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DiceCoatings.com and online at Lowe's and Home Depot.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, learn the one thing that you should do after you buy a house, but before you move anything in. So we're going to tell you what that is after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to be here with you guys on this beautiful weekend. We hope it's nice in your part of the country. And if you're in the midst of a home improvement project and you got a question, now is a great time to contact us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we've got Mike here from New York who writes in, we just repainted our kitchen cabinets. We used high-end Benjamin Moore primer and their advanced top coat. We just left a bag of open chips in the cupboard pantry overnight, and they taste like you would imagine the new paint would taste like. Surprised that there are not more posts out there on the Internet with the same problem. What should we do? Should we contact Benjamin Moore? I mean, you got to give those cabinets like a little bit of time to sort of off-gas and settle in, no?
I think his problem is he chose the wrong color. I mean, if he had selected Doritos flavor.
Ketchup flavor.
Ketchup or cinnamon, you know, nice brown, it would have tasted much better. No, only kidding. You're right, Leslie. It's the off-gassing. And listen, all products are going to off-gas. I mean, and usually it's not terribly offensive. I mean, think about new car smell, right? We all like that smell while we have a new car. But listen, carpet, upholstery, it all off-gasses. Pillows, everything off-gasses. So what you need to do is to leave those cabinet doors open overnight for, I'd say, maybe a week or so, and just to make sure we're moving a lot of air through that. If you put something in there and close the door, of course it's going to smell like that the next morning. It makes total sense. So let's put lots of ventilation in there that will help the off-gassing do what it's got to do, and it will get less over time. Usually, you know, it depends on temperature and weather, but, you know, usually a week or two and you don't really detect it any longer. So that's your next step, and that should solve it.
All right, now Heather wrote in saying, I have a concrete patio, but it holds water when it rains and then turns green in the middle. My husband seems to think that the builder did not put a barrier underneath it. How can we fix it or keep it clean?
No, you wouldn't put plastic underneath an outdoor patio. You would, however, slope it for drainage, but that didn't happen. So what I would do is I would add another layer on top of it using a product called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. It can go on to be about an inch thick, and you could basically put another layer on top of that patio and slope this new layer so that the water runs off. Once it's dried, you can paint it with like an epoxy paint, and it'll look fantastic and should not grow mold anymore. Well, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales, and if you're the owner of a home that's new or new to you, it's tempting to move in now and paint later. But painting before you move in is hands down the best bet. Leslie's got the reasons why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, listen, guys, I get it. After months of dreaming about your new house, it's finally yours, and you want nothing more than to move your things inside. But before you schedule those movers, consider these reasons to start with a few coats of paint instead. First of all, the simplest reason now. Interior painting is a whole lot easier when the space is empty and not cluttered with all your stuff. And painting first is also going to save time. Your painting project is going to take a lot longer if you've got to cover, uncover furniture, remove, rehang artwork. And it's also going to save you a lot of money. If you're working with a professional painting contractor, they're going to finish much faster in an empty space, and that's going to keep some dollars right in your pocket. Now, painting first also simplifies interior decorating. If you're designing a space from scratch, starting with a fresh coat of paint there is going to help you drive all those other decisions for that picture-perfect result. So you really can plan that space with that color and just get a beautiful project done. And finally, it just feels good. I mean, there's nothing like a new coat of paint to really make a home seem cleaner, fresher, more welcoming, more yours. I mean, it's all wonderful. Just make sure you use a top-quality 100% acrylic latex paint, and you are going to get a stain-resistant finish that's going to look new for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. You know, it's always the same. Partygoers pile on a deck, and then boom. Well, if you do a deck checkup before your first summer blowout, it's going to make you a lot safer. We'll walk you through a five-step DIY inspection on the next Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.